Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chaf Tes. We are on Kuf Chaf Ches Amabez. Here we are, the last daf in Perak Ha'Arva HaRotev, the ninth Perak of Maseches Chulin. All issues of Dinim of Tumah V'Tara, last daf, before we get into the next Perak, which is a totally different topic, relating to Matnas Kahuna, Zeror L'Chaim and the Keva. As we, Be'ez Hashem, we will get into the last couple of prakim of the Masechta, the last three prakim, 10 about Zerah L'Chaim HaKeva, Reish HaSageh, Shiloh HaKan, all different mitzvos that are on the horizon. So we are up to Tanur Rabbanan. Let's start with the two dots on Kuf, not the two dots, four lines on the bottom, Kuf Chav Chesma Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. So we're talking about the issues of Eiver Menachai and Basar Menachai and other issues of Tumah V'Tahara. And let's just remember the three parts to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, going over to Amid Beis. The Mishnah is talking about an Eiver and Basar Hamiduldalin, a semi-detached limb or Basar. A limb is Basar Gidim Atzamos, meat and sinews and bone. And what if they are detached? Bibehema, detached from an animal. So the first line of the Mishnah said, there is Tumas Ochlin, because it is considered detached enough to already be Nechshav and Ochel, even though it's Usur for Jew and non-Jew alike to eat. But the Rashi quotes, maybe a non-Jew would eat it, not as concerned with the Isurim. So that is why if somebody has Machshava to feed it to a non-Jew, to an Ovi Kochavim, Rashi had explained in the Mishnah, so then it is Batami Tumas Ochlin, and it needs Hechsher to be able to be Makabel Tumah. So that is part one of the Mishnah, that if you just have that limb. So part two of the Mishnah is, what about if the animal is shechted? Part three of the Mishnah is, what if the animal dies? Right? Those are the three parts of the Mishnah that we are talking about. Good. So let's keep that in mind as we get into the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Hachotik kezai is basar me'eva menachai. If somebody cuts off basar from Eiver Min Hachai. So what is the halacha of that basar of Eiver Min Hachai? Our girsa here in the Gemara has the word kezias. If you look in Rashi, Rashi takes out the word kezias. Rashi quotes that in the Tosefta, it doesn't say kezias, but it's chotech basar me'eiver min hachai. If you cut a piece of meat off of a limb that already was detached from a live animal, kegon de'ika kebetza, Rashi says. Kebetza, right? Rashi is taking the stand, the Maharsha points out here. Rashi is taking the stand like the Tosfos that we had at the beginning of the Perek, back on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where we discussed what is the shear for Tumas Ochlin. We said everybody agrees, in order to become Tamei, a food, even a tiny amount of mashu, what about to transmit Tumah? So that is a Machlokas Rishonim. That we saw Tosfos at the beginning of the parak, and Rashi here in a number of places says kebetza. Other Rishonim say no, that even that is mashu also, not only to be makabel, but to be transmit. But again, that's Rashi here. Kebetza. I'm sorry. The how much tuma in order to become tame? I flipped it. How much to become tame? So Rashi here says kebetza. Transmitting might mean kebetza for all, but how much to become tame? So some say even a mashu, but Rashi says here even a betza. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. So Rashi said. So the Gemara says if somebody cuts off a piece of flesh from Eiver Min Hachai, so chatcho v'achar kach yishev alav, if first I cut it, and then I thought about that it is going to be an ochel to give it to an Ovi Kochavim, let's say, and we discussed back on the Mishnah why the African Ovi Kochavim, there's a better chance, but either way, a Machshava Sachila. If I thought about Machshava Sachila, because most don't eat Eiver Menachai, so if I thought about it, only after I cut it off tar, then it's gonna be tar. Why tar? It itself, Rashi explains, is not going to be tame or matame because basar min hachai is not matame inherently. Me atzmo. To basar haporish me'eiver min hachai tar, tumas atzmo einbo. Aye, what about the machshava? If I was machshivit for tumas ochlin, but if I only did that after it was already cut off, that's not gonna help. It's not going to help. It's too late. It wasn't touching any type of tumah when I thought, and therefore it is tohar. But what about the opposite? The Gemara says, "Chishev alav yachar kachatcho." What if I had a machshavas ochlin for this basar while it was still part of the Eiver Min Hachai? Machshavas ochlin on this piece of flesh, and then I cut it off. Yachar kachatcho tameh. That it is tameh. Why? Because we assume that in the Eiver Min Hachai, right now, an Eiver Menachai is Tamei Midoraisa, like Nevela, similar to Nevela. So there are differences, as Bezeshem will see a little bit later. But right now, even though it has Tumah Chamura of Eiver Menachai, if I have a Machsheves achila on the item, then somehow, in some conceptual level, that machshava has an effect, so that when the tumas nevela is removed, so then the machshava's achila can be chal. And that is why, chishiv alav, if I think about it to be ochel, and then I cut it off, tameh, then it is mikabel, that it is mikabel tuma. As Rashi says, third to last line, aval chishiv alav, vahoridu me avyo, be'ever, letores ochel, v'acharka chatcho, kibel tuma me'aviv kodem lachain, mituma chamura, shahaisa alav, ba'odo ever shalem. It was mikabel tuma, so to speak, from being part of the nevela, which it was, being part of the ever menachai, which it was. Kishachatcho, v'hachala tuma chamura, nishra alav hakala, shalohayalo ad ata. So the tumakala of tumas ochlin remains on it. There's a latent status in the item, even though it couldn't come out and have any lamaisa effects while it was Eiver Ben Achai, because it's, so to speak, not exactly the same, but just to give a mashal, kimle b'durav amine, right, the stronger element was defining, just like if it's a stronger onesh, it is defining over the lower onesh, but here the stronger element is defining tuma chamura, but once the tuma chamura is removed, so then you have the tuma kala. Right, we had that earlier, if you remember, we had by cases of zav, right, if a zav sits on something, but then somehow maybe there could be a lesser tuma, so even let's say I make the item not able to sit on anymore, so it's no longer a mishkav azav, so do we say that the lesser tuma still exists? So here too, if I thought about it and I created the tumas ochlin while it was still part of the aver, so then that latent status would have an effect even afterwards, right? We discussed this even more recently than I think the Mishkav Azav, and we discussed this by the sugya of Enis or Chalal Isser. Sometimes, what does that mean, Enis or Chalal Isser? So the Achronim discussed, does that mean it's not Chal? Or do we say Enis or Chalal Isser, Lomaisa for an Onesh? But let's say the first Isser is somehow removed, so then maybe we would say the second Isser is Choser V'Neir. You can have sometimes latent statuses that could pick up afterwards. So you have it by Tumah, you have it by Isser, right? You have it by many, a number of other contexts as well. So we'll leave that for now. So continuing. Rav Asi lo alabei medrasha. One day, Rav Asi did not come to the base medrash. And that was already something. Ashka chel Rabbi Zeira, he finds Rabbi Zeira. Amarle, my Amar Rebbe Medrasha. Rav Asi asked him, knew what was shear on today? Amarle, my kasha lecha. No, well, why? So he says, why? Do you have any problems? So lechara, he knew what the topic of shear was. He just wanted to know if there were any chidushim in the sugya. So he says, well, do you have any problems with this issue? Amarle. So Rav Asi says, yeah. Diktani chishi v'yachaka chatacha tame, this sugya. That if you think about it, while it's still part of the Eiver Ben Achai, so then the Brisa said it is Tamei, but why should it be Tamei? How did it get Tamei? It became Tamei from being part of the Eiver Ben Achai. But one second, Tumas Beis Astarimi. That is a Tuma that is attached in a hidden way, Beis Astarim. But Tumas Beis Astarim, Loma Tamei. Tumas Beis Astarim is not matame, right? If it only is attached by something that is not visible to the naked eye, so then we say it is not matame. So why should it have been, why should it be tame in this circumstance, right? Rashi on top, heich kibal tuma bimechubar, v'halo maga'o baseser. And we know tumas beis hastarim is not matame. Right? We also know, having a tumas beis hastarim does not need actual bias mayim, right? The base of starim has different areas, different halachas in different areas. We'll get back to that. Let's just finish the conversation. So Rav Asi asks Rav Zeira, so that's my problem. Did you say anything about this in Shir today? The Tumas Beis Astarim is Abitame, so why in this Brisa should we say it's Tame? So Amalei, Rav Zeira answers, says, Avladidi Kasha Li. Rav Zeira says, I had that Kasha. V'sha'ilte, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. I asked Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, V'amalei, and he told me, Hamani Rabbi Meir, he, Domer Tumas Beis Astarim Abitame, you're right. This Brisa must be going like Rabbi Meir Shita, that Tumas Beis Astarim is matame. And therefore, it's a nukimta. Fine. If you look on the side, you see it says, look at Tosfos, la'el, ayin, beis, amid, beis. Tosfos earlier says, but one second, even if you hold tumas, beis, hasarim is not mitame, what about as it's coming off? Right? Isn't that going to be mitame? It becomes open. It becomes nigla. Tosfos says on the bottom of ayin, beis, amid, beis. Maybe it can even be rekurib yosi. De pishas, prishaso, mikabal, tumameha, aver. right? As it's coming off, so then it's becoming no more beis astarim. So therefore, maybe it should be tamei then. So Tosfos says the Gemara wants to be mokim it in all cases, even in a case where you'd rip it off very fast. And if you rip it off very fast, then there's no slowly being connected as it's being hufrash. Af benitas bechol kocho, Tosfos says, on the bottom of Ayin Beis Mem Beis. Tolom akabal tumah mi'avien, b'shas pishas mi'avien. Okay, so that is what Tosfos is Meir, and that's why our Gemara says it's only Rebbe Meir's opinion. Says the Gemara, continuing, Amar lei, v'lav zimnin sagiyin amra kamoi. But many times I've said that. He's told that to me. V'amri lo, and I told him, shoni leili Rebbe Meir, bein tumah d'bai hechsher, bein tumah d'lo b'ai hechsher. Even if you want to say Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is the shita that says Tumas Beis Astarim is betamu, but that's only by Tumah that doesn't require Hechsher. So that by a Chomor Tumah, so that's when he would say Tumas Beis Astarim is effective. But by a Tumah that needs Hechsher, right, in our case, it needs Huchshar, right? What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said needs Machshava v'Hechsher, right, by the case of a piece that's coming off, and here his buster from Avram Adoldal, and therefore there wouldn't be a Tumas Beis Astarim, right? Rashi v'kivan d'tzarech hechsher lo hukshar kodem chaticha v'ech makabel tumah me'avir. So how can you say it was makabel tumah from its source context, the aver, right? It wasn't hukshar yet. Amar Rava, my kosher d'mabu b'sho hukshar. Maybe it was hukshar. Maybe it was hukshar. Maybe that's the ukimta. So it's a double ukimta in the brisa. It's a hukshar, and it's like a Rebbe Meir shita. So maybe that's the case. So Amalei Rabba Barav Chanan LeRava Lamalei Hechsher Hari Mitamei Tumah Chamura Agav Aviv. But I don't understand what the whole question is. One second. We said the rule is anything that will ultimately become Tumah Chamura, meaning Nevela Ava Tumah, never needs Hechsher. See, if you're telling me that this is not only will become Tumah Chamura in the future, it is Tumah Chamura right now. Right now, it's part of Avram and Achai. So if the rule is, as we had earlier, right, Rashi quotes it earlier, if we had earlier the rule is, anything that will eventually become Tumah Chamura does not need Hechsher. Hechsher is a unique halacha by Tumas Ochlin. Ochel, generally, will never become an Avatumah. And therefore, that requires Hechsher for whatever reason. But other types of Tumah does not require Hechsher. So even something that will become Tumah Chamura doesn't require Hechsher. What if something already is Tumah Chamura? Then for sure it shouldn't need Hechsher. So what's the whole discussion of Hechsher here for the basar that separates from Avram and Achai? Answers the Gemara, it's true that Tumas Ochlin requires Hechsher, and if it's ultimately Tumah Chamura, it does not. But Amar Lei, and here's a phrase that's going to come up 5 times now, Kisha Shimesh, Maisa H Shimesh. When it was part of the Nevela, it wasn't food. The only time something that will become Tumah Chamura does not require Hechsher is if it's already the same item and it retains the same identity. But if it gains a different identity in the future, or even now, here it's the opposite direction. Here it's already Tumas Aver. Here it's Maisa H. What does that mean? It's not food yet. Right now it's just like, what's an Aver? The definition of an Aver is bone, sinews, and meat. So all together that is an Aver. But let's say the bone. The bone is not food. And the sinew is not food. So we say the basar is also. It has a different identity right now. That's what Maisa H Shimesh means. And therefore, the rule of in the future or in the past being Tumah Chamura does not apply. Why? As Rashi quotes the phrase, Panim Chadashos Ba'u Lakan. Right? New status. New status, and therefore it wouldn't be a violation of that principle. Okay, couple of points to mention on this Gemara that we just said. So we have the rule here of Tumas Beis Astarim, but we know also there's the halacha of Tevila by Beis Astarim, right? We know the halacha is that Beis Astarim does not require Tevila, any part of the body that is considered Beis Astarim. It's not visible from the outside, in one's mouth. Water does not need to go in one's mouth for Tumah to be removed by mikvah. So we know the din of Rabbi Zeira, it needs roi labias mayim. It has to be roi, meaning if I have a chatzitza inside the mouth, that could be a problem, and that's why one has to check with the brushing the teeth and the flossing and the fillings and all the different halachas of chatzitza within the mouth. That's beis hastarim. It does not need bias mayim, but it needs roi labias mayim. Again, it's one step removed. There's a difference in halacha between part of the body that is visible and part of the body that is covered up for tumah in regarding tumah v'tahara, and also for tahara regarding mikvah. Right? We know that halacha of Rabbi Zeir comes up many places in Shas and many places the Rishonim add on. I think I mentioned in the past the Chachmei Sfar, the Ritva, and others add in that principle a number of times, even in one mesechta. Just as an example, Masech HaSukkah, right? Daf Beis, and Daf Chavches, and Daf Lamed Ches. Three different dafim in Sukkah, right? The Ritva says on Daf Beis, where we talk about a Sukkah needs to, to be ra'ui for Diras Arai. Even if I built it in a Diras Keva way, but as long as it's ra'ui l'diras arai, meaning under 20 amos is ra'ui l'diras arai, so even if I built it with metal and very strong, that's okay. Because as long as it's ra'ui, using the din of Rabbi Zeira. Or later on, right, we have the case of lulav, where we have the context of ra'ui. But just to quote one other, the Ritva later on in the Masechta, fascinating application by Shomea Kaona. The Gemara talks about on Daf Lamed Ches the principle of Shomea Kaona, and Rashi and Tosas and the other Rishonim there discuss what is the halacha if someone is in a place where they cannot answer, could they still use the principle of Shomea Kaona? So Tosfos says, meaning what's the case? Somebody's still davening their silent Amida, their silent Shmon Esrei, and the Chazak gets up to Kedusha. So what do? So we paskin like Rashi. We paskin like Rashi. Stop and listen, and that solves everything. It's not a hefsik, but it's enough to be Yotzei Kedusha. Right? We have our cake and eat it too. Right, we stop and listen, and it's ki'ilu, we said it, meaning obviously according to Rashi, it's shomea ki'one. It's not mamish one, because you're not allowed to be one right now. But it's shomea ki'one, it's good enough for me to listen and to be yotze, but it's not enough of a hetzer. Tosfos and other Rishonim say, no, just keep going. Shomea ki'one means it's as if you're talking, and it's as if you're talking, you're not allowed to be mamsik in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore just keep going. But the Ritva says, keep going like Tosfos, but for a different reason. Because Shomea Kaona only works where you yourself would be able to say it. Kol Hara'ui. Kol Hara'ui, Redin of Rabbi Zeira, so then you could also be Yotzei. But here, if you wouldn't be able to do it yourself, so then you wouldn't be able to use the principle of Shomea Kaona. That comes up, again, the original is a Roy Labila by Karban Mincha, but a very common application is by Roy Labias Mayim, and that comes up by Beis HaStarim, as Beis HaStarim came up here as well. The other point to mention is, the Gemara brought up in terms of Tuma Chamura, and as long as something is b'tabi tuma chamura agav aviv, then it won't need hechsher. And that we had earlier in Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, by Zra'im, only need hechsher by davar she'ein sof l'kabel tuma chamura. There is though a machlokas we've shown in between the Rambam and Rashi. How far does this go? The Rambam in Shar Avos HaTumah, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, says it's automatically tamei. It doesn't need hechsher. It doesn't even have to become tamei. Right? It is tamei, says the Rambam. Ein nevelas ha'of hatar tzricha machshava latame tumazu hachamura. Right, a nevela of a kosher bird. Right, that's matameyas, as we know, as we swallow it. Tuma in the Beis Habliya. It does not need machshava to create that as food. Elakivan shabala menu kezayis, v'chol makom, mikol makom harizu matame b'Beis Habliya. Chashev aleha l'achila, but what if I eat it, that's obviously food. What if I thought about to eat it? I thought about it before I ate it. Harezu matame tumas ochlin. And it's matame tumas ochlin. V'harehi ka'ochel rishon l'tuma. If I think about it, then it is tame. It is. Harehi ka'ochel rishon l'tuma. Af alpi shelo noga ba tuma acheres. Even though nothing tame touched it. V'ena tzricha hechsher. And it does require hechsher. So the Rambam says, in certain cases, once you have the machshava on the item, that it becomes tameh. It's not even just Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah. Rashi earlier didn't seem to say that. It's just that it doesn't need something that's ultimately Matami Tumah Chamura doesn't need Hechsher. Doesn't need Hechsher. Doesn't mean it's automatically Tumah. Just doesn't need Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah. Okay, and finally, the last point to mention, on the last line that we just said, Kshimesh Maisa Eisha Shimesh, right, this was the answer of, this part of the Aver is not functioning as it will be. And therefore, the rule of Tumah Chamura affecting Heksher is not violated here, because as Rashi says, V'hashti Isavi Le'ochel U'panam Chadashos Bo'olakan. Right, it's different, Panam Chadashos. Right, that principle also comes up. The source of that is Panim Chadashos, obviously by a Sheva Brachas, but that principle is always used for new status. Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan. Many contexts, maybe just to quote two. The Reb Moshe in a Tshuva, in the first volume of Igros Moshe, talks about making a church into a shul. Making a church into a shul. So there are a number of places in more in the United States where a church was bought in order to make it into a shul. So this was in 1952. Rav Moshe wrote this. Bedvar beis tifla shel notzrim, katolim, Catholic, shenechrav ayidei sreifa, ze yoser michafav shana. It was a fire more than 26 years ago. The achar kach tiknu osel beit sefer. V'lefnei gimel shanim nechrav odapam. V'nisharu raka koslim sheim milaveinim. It's just a brick skeleton now. V'tzorek gam latakin ha-koslim sheim ru'uyim kemo sheim. The walls are falling apart. V'chein binyan shehaya samuch nechrav gam hu. V'lo nikar shom shum davar me'inyani avodazara. Em yesh lahatu l'knosam la'asos me'abinyana beis ha-knesses achrei shi'isaknum lazeh. Could you buy these couple of buildings? It's already dilapidated. It's already falling apart. You don't see anything left from the church. So you let it buy that to be a shul. V'hine. Be'etzem mashenagu bepo America. La'asos mi'beis tifla shalahem le'beis ha'knesses. This minug of America in the 1950s. Kasher ra'isi baharbi batakanesios. Fu machmas shesomchen al Magen Avram b'shem ha'ra'im. They quote the Magen Avram. V'chein ra'isi mishter brusham. Shekasa v'kubuduma sha'olam nogen lahakel. Ein daiti noche mizeh. Depashid shema'us zele mitzvah. Isn't it disgusting? The place where it was worshipped to other gods. Right, to other sources. V'chein mevar sham v'bir alacha. Shebe'elu shemidu sham elilem yesh lesar. V'lachein. Av shel abasi lesar es elu batakanes yosh shekfar nasu api ha'oras ha'chachamim. I'm not going to tell you if you already made it into a shul. V'gam bechla b'di'evet ein lesar. K'dechazinon v'lulav shiyasa b'di'evet achar bitol. Alma d'tam d'moz mitzvah hu rak d'lechanchila. V'yim kein. Efshar sha'acharei shehotziu kfar hotzah gedola v'yasu l'beis ha'knesses nechshav k'di'eved gam l'spala b'lechanchila achar kach. If you've already made it into a shul, I think this is already a b'di'eved situation and you could daven there. Aval ha'kalpanim mipi lo teitzi hetel hazeh. But I didn't give the hetel to do this. That's normally. If you take a whole shul, a whole church that's still a church, and you just take out the stuff and you put in new stuff. Aval, be'uv de zushek far nechrav, but in our case, it was already basically destroyed. V'yafa koslam anisharam lo yishur kamo shehein. And even the walls that are still up, you're going to have to change, you're going to have to bolster, you're going to have to redo. Shein srichem tikkun harbe, panim chadashos lahabin in yesh makom lahatir. If it's already a new status, it's a new binyan. The new binyan, panim chadashos ba'olakan. And this is what people do, right? This is the minhag. If anybody has to do it, so change a wall, change the structure, then even Rav Moshe would say it is okay. And he quotes Ta'isa b'simin yud aleph. He talks about a mishtachvela behema shetzim rapasal atzitzes, talking about tzitzes in the context of changing something to use for tzitzes. Imkin gam hacha yish ladamo shei mutar lasos beis hakneses achar sheyishtane kishe yisaknuhu shelo yia nikar klal mashenishar mehabeis. Tifla, right? If it's not visible at all. Aval nira, the be'ez habinyin, ad she yishtane lo yakti shul beis hakneses. El lebinyin chulin ba'alma, v'yakt achar she yisaknuhu v'yishtane yakti shul beis hakneses. When you buy it, don't call it a shul yet. And don't designate it. You bought it to be a structure. And then, once you changed everything, you don't want to give it the status of shul while it still has the shemets of church. That's one, Rav Moshe. But there are others as well. I'll just call you one other, Rav Avadya, in Yechavadas, in Chelek Hei. In Chelek Hei, he has a couple of tshuvas related to the issues of Panim Chadashos, here in Yutes and Chav Gimel. So he has the first in Yutes. He talks about making brachos on fresh vegetables for dessert when you had the same vegetables cooked during the meal. Same vegetables cooked during the meal. So let's say, I don't know, somebody had a, doesn't talk about it specifically, which ones he is talking about. But would you make, he says, chazeres, kishua, malafafon, v'chadome, I don't know, cucumbers and others. Would you make a new bracha? Would you make a new bracha at the end? You already have the same exact vegetables. So two questions. Number one, dessert in general. But number two, it's the same food here. But Rav Avadia notes, if it's in a different form, you might say, panam chadoshes bo'olakan. And therefore, maybe you'd make a new one. And that's what he paskins. Yerakos chayim hamugashim besof asuda. Kodei berchaz amazon, tzorach lavarach aleihem berchaz bari priyadama. Vafilu amachal mehem betoch asuda, kshem mevusholim, tzorach lavarach aleihem kshehuvu lefanav chayim lekinuach suuda. Ella, shem yesh lefanav min yerek acher, miyos tov yerech alav yifter osam. Okay, if you have another vegetable that you didn't have during the meal. So then, okay, lechad chila, you know, make a bracha on that. Aval ein ze ma'akev. But that's not ma'akev. Ha'ochal peiros mevushalim b'sukar, kampot, b'sof ha'seuda, b'makam peiros regilim, tzorach levarach alein b'ar p'ra eitz, v'chein pasha tamina. So that's one example. Again, totally different context. Poem Chadosh Bo'olakan come up in very different places, right? He has a tshuva also, a couple tshuvas later on, Simen Chav Gimel. Hayim sarech lios la'adam na'alayim yuchados l'shabbos, o yochal l'shtamish b'shabbos b'na'alayim shel yimei achol. You have to have separate shoes for Shabbos or not. Right, so he goes through the whole sugya of, right, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kofiud Gimel, they have your shel yimei abushchos l'shabbos, ma'abushchos l'shachol, and does that apply to shoes? Does that apply to shoes or not? So he quotes from the Rav Yosef Chaim, from the Ben Yehoyada, Shasvara mechayeves she'ein hamina b'chal ha'mabushim, she'chayev adam ha'achlef, l'chora, you don't have to change your shoes, right? But that's not included. Why? For Raila zeh she'bevirchaz malbesh arumim she'mevarech b'shachris, she'niskan al mabushim she'adam lovesh, lo nechla b'mina, because that's what he calls zarki. So you see, shoes are different, right? So he says the difference. So he continues back and forth, but then he says, what about, Rav Avadia adds, but if you shine your shoes on Erev Shabbos, shekolat sovea na'alayim b'mishcha b'Erev Shabbos, u'mitzachzachem u'mavrikam yofeh, panim chadoshes bo'olakan. Vein sorach sheyimamish na'alayim acheres l'Shabbos. If they look different, they look new, spick and span, right? We shine them, we clean them. So then panim chadoshos, and therefore it would be okay. Again, there's a lot here, and therefore he paskins l'maisa, again, let's put this with the Rav Avadia. Remember, it's hard to have, maybe in the days of old also, even now for some, you know, the affluence is not as common. Remember in the day when we had the machlokas a couple of weeks ago about the eggs? Rav Moshe says, just throw out the egg with the blood spot. We don't need it. It's not a have some ruba. And Rav Avadia says, what do you mean it's not a have some ruba? So here too, ein sorach liyachin alayim l'shabbos. Rak roi l'mashkon l'sachsachon yofeb, v'mischaseid liyachin alayim yuchadus l'shabbos tavol avracha. Somebody does that. But Panam Chadoshos is a fun topic, comes up in a lot of places. Let's get back to our topic of Maisa Eishashime. So we are about to have five examples where we're going to have this principle of Maisa Eish. Here we go. Abaya. Number one. Abaya is going to say the first three. Amar Abaya, Hare Amru, totally different context. Kupas Seor. Somebody has Seor. Seor is leaven, that's Usur on Pesach. But what happens if Seor hardens so much, like it's a block, and you're going to use it as a stool now. A hardened box of Seor. So kupa Seor sheyichel liyeshiva butla. So it's butel from being food. And therefore, it could be a chair. What if a zav sits on it? It could be mechabal tumah. It could be a mishkav azav. But tumas alav daraisa. That tumah must be derabanan. The fact that a zav or a zava, that this could turn into a mishkav hazav, must be only derabanan. Why? Because if it's daraisa, then work backwards. When this was sa'or, food, but all food has to be mukshala kabal tumah. And there's no exceptions mentioned here, so if this has to be mukshala kabal tumah, but 1 minute. If it ultimately could become an avatuma, wouldn't that violate the principle of matzina la'ochlan shematam into machamura? It could become avatuma, then it shouldn't require heksher, and we know it always requires heksher. So it must be the eventual tumma is not daraisa, or else it would violate that principle. Answers the Gemara, no. It could be daraisa, but kishashimesh maisa eichimesh. When it turns into a box, we don't see it as a hemshuch of the food that it used to be. And therefore, it's not a violation. That principle of if it'll eventually be tumah chamura, so it doesn't need heksher, that's only if it's the same item. If it's food now, if it's food then. But here it won't be food anymore, it'll be a bench. And therefore, it won't be it, even though if it will need heksher earlier, even though it will be tumah d'oraisa later on. The Rishonim here asks, Tosfos asks, one second, if it's not tumah d'oraisa, so what does that mean? It's still halachically food, then how do you allow to have it on Pesach? How are you allowed to keep it on Pesach? Teime estosis. Dilami daraisa, butla, my mutla nicha beveso. Right, if it's not batel on a daraisa level to be a chair, then it's still sa'or, then it should still be usur to keep in your house on Pesach. So Tosfos Arash says right here, it's no worse than bittel. It's no worse than bittel chametz. The kibon to bittel believe moa le'inyan shelo yavar lo v'ayirah b'yimatze hachanami av agav de midaraisa lo batil kibon sheyichtel yeshiva lo garmi bittel believe. When it comes to bittel chametz, so even if you have actual food, you could be mevatelit. This is no worse than regular food, and therefore it says the Tosfos Arash for Hilchos Pesach is okay. So chavetz, because making it into a chair is basically being mevatelit. Right? It sounds like, doesn't sound like Tosfos of Pshat in Pesachim. Remember Tosfos of Pesachim, Achlokas, what is Bittel? Tosfos says Bittel is Hefker. So it doesn't sound like that's what's going on here. But it's going like the other Pshatim of Bittel, which B'ez Hashem we will get to at another point. There are other answers given to this question of why it wasn't, why it wouldn't be a violation. Other Achronim, that's in the Rishonim, Rishonim say, well, maybe that's why Tosfos didn't give this answer. Only Tosfos Arash, because Tosfos holds Bittel as Hefker, and you aren't Machir, you aren't Machkerit. All right, others say that so the Teferes Yaakov, maybe the Isra Baal Yerba Yematze is totally on the Baal HaChametz, right? And therefore you're not going to violate. Tum is Klapi Kol HaOlam. Okay, it's different rules and regulations exactly how you answer that question, but that is in terms of Kupas. I saw in the Chashuk Yechemed, he quoted a story from Rothschild. Quoted a story from Baron Rothschild. They said one time he made Kiddush after davening on Shabbos, and he had over all the tables, he had, wine and cups, and he gave wine to everybody. And after everybody ate Kiddush, everybody was wondering, like, he knows the halacha, Kiddush Makam Suta. Where's the Suta? Besofit barer, that the cups themselves were made out of cookie. It was made out of kemach. Habaron birepere piragafen, v'shasas layayin, v'yachaka anasin maka alakos, v'nishtaber, u'bircha labarei mezonos, yasui mikemach v'sukar, u'bircha sobarei mezonos, like the case in Megillah Davzayin, where one of the Amoram said, I was so hungry I could eat the plate. Right? Here, Bamish, they did eat the plate. The cup. V'yishlis tapeik, so my halacha, so the Chashukhem just wonders, what would be the halacha in terms of chametz? In terms of chametz in this regard, you know, would it be a violation, right? Like the kupa here. Well, based on that Tosfos Arash would hold that it's no worse than bittel. So no worse than bittel, and even mamish food, not just a box that would be ain't no ra'ui anymore. Okay, that is the Rothschild cups. The Rothschild cups made out of cookie. Okay. That's Kiddush Suda, not just Kiddush, but Malkam Suda. Okay, number two, Abaya says, Amar Abaya, Hari Amru, similar case, Tikrov is Avodah Zarah Shalochlin. What if somebody has food, Avodah Zarah food. So, Mitamin Ba'ohel, right? We know Avodah Zarah is also Mitame, as we mentioned a couple of days ago. So the Gemara, Abaya says, this Tuma of Tumas Ohel, of food, Tumas Alav Daraisa, it must be Tuma Durabanan, Disakat Alav Daraisa, Matina Lochlin, Shematamin Tuma Chamura. Same point. If food could become Tame of Daraisa, so then it shouldn't have to require Heksher. Answer, Kishashimesh, Baisa Eichimesh. Again, no, because when it's Avodah Zarah, it's Asur Bahana. If it's Asur Bahana, then it's not food anymore. And therefore, it doesn't violate this rule. We know from elsewhere anyway that it's probably Drabanan. It's just Tizrim Kamodava based on the Psukim comparing Avodah Zarah to Nida. Amar Abaya. Right, so we know it's Drabanan, but not based on this Svara. Amar Abaya, Hari Amru, Chibur Ochlin Kekelim Damu, or Rashi adds in one word, Chibur Ochlin Bikelim Kekelim Damu. If somebody has food that is chametz, but one is mevatel it in order for it to be part of a kli. Let's say I have a crack in my pot. in the days of old, Cheres. So I'm going to put some wheat inside this pot in order to close up the crack. And I'm going to be mevatel it there. Right? That's the Shaila, that's the Mishnah in Meseches Psachim. The Mishnah in Psachim and Daf Mem Hei. Butzeik she besid sidke areva. Im yish kezayis malcham echad chayv lavar v'im lav batel b'miuto. Depends how much is in there. If it's only a little bit, and it is going to stay there, so it could be as part of the pot. So again, and part of the pot so much that if it's going to be makabel tumah, if the pot becomes tameh. That's the end of that Mishnah. The end of that Mishnah, v'chein l'nyan tumah. So let's say I have some food now. I have some dough that's part of a pot. And the pot's going to become tamei, so the food's going to become tamei. Even daraisa. So it says Abaya, no. Tumasan lav daraisa. Nisagada daraisa. Masir la'ocha. Shavadam to b'chamura. Same thing. Isn't this a violation? If you say the pot now, with the food as part of it, it's going to be matami tuma daraisa. So isn't this a violation then of the principle? And again, the same answer. Kishashimesh ma'isa eight shimesh. Now it's pot. It's not food. Right? Sometimes if something is used as even if food is used, but it's not used as food, it has a difference in halacha. Let's finish this discussion, and then we'll make a comment about that as well. Amalei Rav Papa Batla Rava Hadatanya. This we had already. Chelev nevela bikfarim. Chelev of nevela in villages. Saras machshava vehechsher. So the chelev in villages is usually not eaten. They just eat the meat. Aren't so many people. So if you want the chelev to be mukshar and to be considered tumas ochlin, you need to think about eating it as food, and it needs to be heksher. But tumaso agav kulya, but some of the chalef surrounds the kidney. So that is going to be daraisa. Tumaso agav kulya lav daraisa. It must be the chalef that was attached to the kidney and acts as the shomer for the kidney is not daraisa. Why? Again, you're going to tell me it has tumas nevela? Right, so then it's tumah chamura. So why should it require hechsher? Kishashimesh by se'ed shimesh. Again, it's a shomer for the ochel, just like the bones and the horns and all the other inedible items are a shomer. So it plays a different function at this time. Last one, Amar of Masna, Hari Amru, Bayesh Asichacho Bizraim. What if I put seeds in the stalks on top of my sukkah to use a schach? Tiharo. So if it was tamei, but once I put it on a schach, so now I have been mitaher, right? If I put him on my roof. Tumaso lav daraisa. So it must be the tuma, the eventual tuma, that if this house, not sukkah mamish for the mitzvah of sukkah, but a sukkah, this house getting tumas negayim. If this house gets tumas negayim, it must not get it on a daraisa level. Why? Again, now you're taking food, you're using as a roof, and you're going to tell me it's part of the house for tumas saras daraisa? That can't be. Then it shouldn't need heksher in the first place. Answer, kishashimesh by se'ed shimesh. In all these cases, once the tuma chamura is effective, goes into effect, it's not food anymore. And if it's not food anymore, then it's not a violation of the principle of food that will eventually be tuma chamura shouldn't require heksher. In all these places, it's not called food anymore. We have, just one other example, other cases in halacha where if something doesn't function as food, the halacha changes. So we know, for example, in Hilchot Shabbos, ein tzviya ba'ochlin. Right, we paskin, there's no coloring by ochlin. If I want to make tea on Shabbos, the issue is bishul. The issue isn't. If the issue is, let's say, right? Let's say there could be a bishul issue, there's no tzviya issue. Right, I'm coloring the water in order to make tea. Iced tea. Let's say iced tea. There's no issue of coloring. Ein tzviya ba'ochlin. There's no tzviya when it comes, because that's the rule. Ein tzviya ba'ochlin. But what happens if I use food not as food, but as a symbol of some kind? Right, it comes up in Hilchos Pesach. Shulchan Aruch says, the lechatchila, one should use red wine for Lel HaSeder as a zecher to the dam. Red wine. The Taz writes on Shulchan Aruch, the Taz says, we don't use red wine. Right, the Taz in Tach V'tat, in the 1600s, the Taz says, because of the blood libels, we don't use red wine. We forego on that lechatchila. But the Shulchan Aruch says, at other times where there's no pikuach nefesh, right, we should lechatchila use red wine. What if somebody doesn't like red wine? What if red wine, gives somebody heart palpitations? What's the halacha? So you can use white wine. That's fine. But what, could somebody color their white wine in order to be yotzei the minug? So, that's what the poskim say, yes, but which direction? One shouldn't take the white wine and then put a drop of red wine in it to color it, because then that's tzviya ba'ochlin. What do you mean, ain't tzviya ba'ochlin? No, but there it's not just a psik resha kind of, you know, it just happens as a derech agav. Here you're doing it l'shem the symbol. I'm taking food, and it's not just going to be food. It's going to be a symbolic prop for Hilchas Inyanei Pesach. So there, I should put the red in first into the cup and then pour the white in. So that's not coloring. Even though we pass game Siyah Ochlin, but, you know, if you're using something not as an Ochel, so then that would be a problem, right? So that's a similar idea, right? There is being used as a Maisa Eitz, and therefore it would have a difference in Halacha. One other point, and then we'll continue. It came up yesterday also, 2 days ago. Yesterday yesterday's daf about Tumat Saras Habayis. There is a lumdus. The Rambam counts separate mitzvah. All of the hosts can quote Saras Haguf, Saras Habeget, Saras Habayis. So the Achronim ask on the Rambam, right? The Rambam quotes, as we know, in Sefer HaMitzvos, he says you're not supposed to count separate parts of mitzvos as separate mitzvos. Right? Chalitza is one mitzvah. All the different parts of Chalitza aren't counted as separate mitzvos. And in Shorash Shvi, that's the Rambam says. So what about Saras? Why is Saras so many? So the Rambam himself discusses this in Shorash Shvi. U'ba'avur shenela mizul atenu ha-shorash hazeh, because so-and-so, he doesn't mention it, usually talking about the Bahag, because this principle he didn't agree with or know about, mana the mitzvah saras achas esrei mitzvahs. He counts 11 mitzvahs in saras. V'lo yada ki heim mitzvah achas. It's one mitzvah. V'chol mashin iskar b'kasuv amnamu diktuk v'tnai. All the different parts of saras, the tum of saras and this and that, it's all one mitzvah. Ubir zeshu hora lanu shetzaras ha'adam itamenu v'yashu v'tamei v'yischayev lo mashi yischayev l'tzmeim mehirchag me'mikdash v'kadshim v'latzeis chos v'machaneh v'yanach lo neida ezu tzaras tatamei v'ezu lo tatamei. And the pasuk is telling us all the details, but that is the mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. So ask the Achronim, but the Rambam himself paskins that tzaras habayis is a separate mitzvah. Right? So the Rambam himself, so what's the Rambam talking about? Jumping on the Bahag and others. Kuf Beis is Tumas Tzaras Habeged in the Rambam. Mitzvah Zaseh. Kuf Gimel, Tzivan Elios Bayis HaMenuga Tomei. Go back to Kuf Aleph, Mitzora Tomei. So it's three mitzvahs of Tzaras. The Rambam himself has it. Right, so what's the Rambam jumping on the Bahag? So explains the mitzvah Samelach here that it must be, the Rambam is talking about all the other different details of the process. But the lumdus of these three categories are all different. All different. And without getting into the rayas, he quotes, by a nega habayis, we always ask by tuma, when something is tame, is it because there was a transmission of tuma? Or, like we've quoted in the past from Rav Soloveitchik about Mishkav HaZav. Mishkav HaZav is not a transmission. It's not that the Zav made the couch Tamei, and now the couch was Makabal Tumah from the Zav. No. The Zav sat on it, and now the couch is a Mishkav HaZav. It's labeled. Once it's a Mishkav HaZav, then it is Tamei. Just like a Sheretz is Tamei. Just like an Avel is Tamei. It didn't get Tumah from anybody else. So too, based on Rayas, not for now, a Bayis HaMenuga. It didn't get Tamei from anybody. It is Tamei. But the others, you know, might be looked at as Kabbalah's Tumah. And therefore, in Lamdis, they could all be different. There is a Tzara spot, which is Metamei, the person. And by Begadim, it has the opposite. It's the Chefsa of the Beged. Right? But, I'm sorry. By a house, it's the Chefsa of the house. And by a Beged, it's a little of both. That's how the mitzvah samelach here in Kuf Gimel has it. But again, there are rayas that we're not found to go into. But that's why the Rama himself could count it as separately, even though he says you shouldn't count things separately. Vayter. Rabbi Shimon is Matar. So now we get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had quoted on the last part of the Mishnah, if the animal, you have again a semi-detached limb, and it is falling off, but the animal dies. Rabbi Shimon says the Aver is Tahar, totally. So the Gemara says, why does that fit? Manavshah, I miso senifol, if miso senifol, so it's considered as if it fell off before the animal died, l'tamim shemeiver menachai. In ein miso senifol, l'tamim shemeiver menanavela. Either way, it's eiver menachai or eiver menanavela. Why is it tar, Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon ha-reisha kai, really the last line of the Mishnah. When Rabbi Shimon says tar, it's going on the reisha, where ha-eiver v'abasar mudadolim b'behema v'tamim tumas ochlim v'kolim v'sorach richen hechsher. The Tanakhama said, while it's still detached and the animal's alive, Tumas Ochlin, Rabbi Shimon Mitar, Rabbi Shimon's Mitar, that. Rabbi Shimon says, while it's attached, it's not Mitami Tumas Ochlin. Why? Amar Ravasi, Amar Biochana, Mitami Rabbi Shimon, Amar Kra, Mikala Ochl, Asher Yeachel. Ochl, Shata Yochel, Achil, Lacherim, Kari Ochel. Food that you're mutter to give to others is called Ochel for Tumas Ochlin. Ochel, Shiata Yochel, Achil, Lacherim, Ein Kari Ochel. Rabbi Shimon Shita is, anything that's usser to eat is not Mitami Tumas Ochlin. Even if somebody would eat it, it's not Matameh Tumas Ochlin. So here, what was the case? You give it to an Ovei Kochavim. Rav Shimon says it's not Tameh. So it's considered detached. So it's considered Eivim Menachai. But it's not Matameh Tumas Ochlin. Amalei Rabbi Zeira L'Rav Asi. Dilma, Rabbi Zeira says, one second, how do you know that that Pasuk is the source for Rabbi Shimon Shita? Dilma Tameh Rabbi Shimon, Hasam, Hol Me'ureh, Me'ureh. Maybe the reason Rabbi Shimon holds that is not because of this whole lumdis of, oh, it's Aser Bahana. No, maybe it's, he says, if it's semi-attached, it's still attached. And just like the animal is not makabel tumah, so too the limb is not makabel tumah. Who says it's because of this lumdus from the pasuk? The Tanya, just like we know, we have this from Uxin. Yichur shelteida shenifshach, you have a branch of a tree that's split. Umu ura beklipa, and it's still attached by the bark. Rabbi Yehuda mitahir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's tar. Why? It's still part of the tree. V'chachamim omrim, im yachol lechyo, star. If it could regenerate itself and still be part of the tree, tar. V'im lav tame. V'yamrina lechamai taimed, Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say tar? V'yamart lon, ho'olu me'ure, me'ure. Question mark. So how do we know that Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon Mitahir is based on the pasuk. Maybe you don't need the pasuk. The reason he says it's tahar is because the limb is considered part of the animal still. So amalei, or we add an ella. Ella amitzi asa. You're right. The pasuk of his ochel shata yachil lachil lacherim, that pasuk, this drasha is being used for the middle case of the Mishnah. What was the middle case? Where the animal was shechted. Nishchata habehema hochshara bedameh de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says right when the animal is shechted, so then the limb is hochshar with the dam. And we had all the different days about what the machlokas is about. Rabbi Shimon omer lo hochshru. Omer Rabbi Yochanan my time at Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan says there, what's the reason for Rabbi Shimon in that middle case? Omer kra mikol ochel she yachel. Ochel she yachol achilo lachirim kari ochel. Ochel she inat yachol achilo lachirim ina kari ochel. This animal that was shechted, this limb is usser. It was Eivim Menachai. So it's also to everybody. So therefore, that's why it is excluded. So how do you know this? So that drasha is for the middle sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So again, the Gemara says, who says that's true? V'tilma taimed Rabbi Shimon, v'hahi, kidraba, kidrabi Yochanan. We had five different pshatim, what the machlokas is, 2 days ago. So maybe Rabbi Shimon holds like it's one of those pshatim. Is there a yad, could the behema be a yad for the limb? All the different, could you have hechsher before machshava, machshava before hechsher, with all the different pshatim of the machlokas. So maybe, again, the drasha is not needed for the middle case. So, elo olam asif, go back to what we said before. Really, the whole drasha is for the last case, where the animal died. But v'lav a'ever ela abasar. When Rabbi Shimon said tahar, he's not talking about the aver menachai, he's talking about the basar. Mesa ha-behem ha-basar tzarech hechsher, the Tanakhama said, if the animal dies, basar needs hechsher. Rabbi Shimon mitar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no tumas ochlin by the basar. Why? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and that's what this is based on my time with Reb Shimon, Amar Kami Kala Ochel Sheye Ochel, Ochel Shata Yochel Achil Achirim Kari Ochel, She Ochel Sheyeta Yochel Achil Achirim Ein Kari Ochel. So we started off and we ended off at the same place, but we just modified a little bit. We have this drasha of Reb Shimon, Mikal Ha Ochel Sheye Ochel. There's only Tumas Ochlin if something is mutter to eat. If it's not mutter to eat, it's not. So what is that talking about? So the Maskana is talking about excluding Basar from an Eiver Menachai, and that's what was said at the end. Good. Last Mishnah here in our parak. Ha'ever v'habasar mudodolin be'adam tahorin. What about a limb or basar semi-detached of a person? Is that metame tumas mace? So, tahorin, that is tar, meaning it's still called part of a person. If a person has a semi-detached limb, it's still part of a person. Once it is totally removed, then it's metame mace. Right? Even by a limb. Even by a limb, there's tumas mace. Right, in a person. But mace, ha'adam, if the person died, ha'basar tar. Then the basar is tar. As Rashi says, misa osa nifal. We say that, when a person dies, it's viewed as if the limb was already detached beforehand. Ha'aver metame, mishum aver menachai, v'in a metame, mishum aver menamace, divir abimeir. An aver is metame, mishum aver menachai. like the level of nevela, as we'll see, and not Mishum Eivor ben Ames. Dei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon ben Amar, Rabbi Shimon says, Tahar by this Eivor. We'll have to see what Rabbi Shimon means. Let's just finish, and then we'll comment about limbs and burial, v'chulu. Rabbi Shimon Manavshach. What's Rabbi Shimon's shita of a semi-detached limb of a person? Imi sosa nifal, if it's considered already detached, l'tamim shemeiver menachai. Vi ein misa osa nifal, l'tamim shemeiver menameis. Mi manavshach, it should be tamay. Rabbi Shimon ba'alma kainu, Rabbi Shimon is saying a general shita. Chiddish. Dekamar tanakama, ever metamim shemeiver menachai, vi ein metamim shemeiver menameis. Alma, ever ameis ba'alma metamay. The tanakama holds that ever of a dead body is metamay. Rabbi Shimon argues, "Va'amar le Rabbi Shimon, Aver ameis ba'ama lo matamei." Right, an Aver is not matamei ba'oel if it has a kizayas basar on it, said it's matamei mishum the basar. But if not, then just an Aver of a mace is not matamei ba'oel according to Rabbi Shimon. So D'tanya, as the Brisa says, he holds like the following shita: "Amar Rabbi Eliezer, shamati shever menachai matamei." Rabbi Eliezer says, "I heard that an aver from a live person is matamei." "Amar the Rabbi Yeshua, menachai v'lo menameis." What, only menachai, not menameis? Kal v'chomer, isn't it a kal v'chomer? "Umachai shehu tahor aver haporish b'menu tamei." A live person who is not makabel tumah, who is tahor at this moment, an aver from it, aver menachai is tamei meshu tamei l'kol shekein. Isn't it obvious? And I'll give you a mashal, says Rabbi Yehoshua. Kasub in Megillas Tainus. It says in Megillas Tainus, Pischa ze'ira de lo l'mispeid. You can't give hespeidim on Pesach Sheni. Harabah l'mispeid. What, on regular Pesach you can't give hespeidim? Elad kol dechein. It's a kosher gain. Hachanami kol dechein. Right, so he says to Rabbi Eliezer, how can you say that an Aver min hachai is matame, as if Aver min hameis is not matame? Amar lei, Rabbi Eliezer answers, Kach shamati. I know, but that's the Mesora. This is what I heard. This is what I heard. And this is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that only Aver min hachai is matamei, not Aver min hameis. And that's his pshat in the Mishnah. So fine. Umay ika ben Aver min hachai le'aver min hameis. Let's go back to the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir says that this semi-detached limb, when a person dies, is considered Aver min hachai and Aver min hameis. What difference does it make? What's the difference in Tumah? So the following. Kizai is batzer v'esem kisahora ha'porish me'aver min hachai yigabenayu. What if there is something that detaches from this Aver? Ditan, as the Mishnah says, in Idios, Kizayis HaPorish, Kizayis Basar HaPorish Be'Aver Menachai, Aver Menachai is Metame. What about a Kizayis Basar that separates from it? Reb Eliezer Metame, Reb Nechunya Ben Akana, Reb Yeshua Ben Taharin. They say Tor, Aver Menameis, they would say is Tame. But if it's Porish from Aver Menachai, there's a Shita that says Tahar. And the same thing with Etzem Kisora. HaPorish be Aver Menachai, Reb Nechunya Metami, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Mitahir. So, that it would be Meir would hold like these opinions, these makel opinions, and that's the difference. There's a nafkamina between Aver Menachai and Aver Menameis, for a person. But the Gemara just ends off, but Hashadas is Lachi, if you say that's a nafkamina between within Rabbi Meir, Bein Tanakamal, Rabbi Shimon Nami, you could also suggest that Rabbi Shimon doesn't mean Tahar totally. You don't have to say that, oh, he says all Aver ben Ames is Tahar. Maybe all he means is this Nafkamina. Rabbi Shimon Nami, Kizai is Batsav, Hasem Kisori, Kibinahu. Maybe even Rabbi Shimon would be Metame Aver ben Ames, so the Kal v'Chomer would work. But he would say if it's Porish from the Aver, so that would be what he means is Tahar. Okay, so there's a way to understand Rabbi Shimon not having the more radical shita of all Aver Menachai is Tahar. The idea of an Aver, we know if it's Nita Lagamre, it is Tamei Meis, where we pass in the Mishnah in Aulis in the first Perek, right? What is Metamei Misha Meis? So a lot of parts of a body also. Right? Avarim, the Mishnah says in Aulis, Avarim ein lahem shir. Afilu pachos mikazayis min hameis. If it's a whole Aver, it's betame. Upachos mikazayis min anavelo. Upachos mikadash min asheres. Metamin tum asan. Right? When they are an Aver shalem, so then it is tame. What about a chi of kvura for an Aver? Is there a chi of kvura? So that's pretty amazing. It's learned down from a pasuk in Shoftim. By Yiftach. At the end of Yiftach, one of the Shoftim, it says, Yiftach judged the Jews for 6 years. Vayamas Yiftach ha-Giladi vayikaver ba-Arei Gilad. He died and he was buried in Arei Gilad. How many cities can he be buried in? Arei Gilad. The cities of Gilad he was buried in. What does that mean? Radak on the Pasuk. Derech hadrash bazeh shehuka b'shchin kaveit. He got terrible boils. Vayanofel eivarim me'ir le'ir. His limbs fell off, Rachmana Litzlan, in different cities. U'b'chol ir shahaya nofel, evaro hayanikvar sham. Wow. V'zeh hayelo onesh shaharag bito v'lo nishal al nidro. Right? It was an onesh, right? The whole machlokas we've shown him, Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, whether Yiftach actually killed his daughter when she came out, or she just went into the forest. But that's the drash. U'b'derach ha'pshat ba'are gilad ba'achas me'are gilad. Okay, that's the drash. That's the pshat. But the pshat and the drash. But if you look here, the Shvus Yaakov in a tshuva, Rav Reischer, Rav Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Bey, Simen Kuf Aleph, he talks about this. Echad shenola lo maka baraglo, v'tzrach lachto lo raglo. Rachmon al-Islam, somebody had to get their leg amputated. Do you have to bury the leg? In mechuyav likvar oso eber olo. Gam, echad shetziva lifnei moso litfar betaliso eiz ha-shem osu psukim. Okay. Lechora nere di'esh l'kabra lechora, one should be cover it. He says, right, because it says in ksubis, taf chafu, muke shchin, zro sayen, v'chein matzina b'medrish, ve'i cover ba'ari gilat, shemeis v'neshila sevarim. Right, he said, all they fell off. Achain kan mayin es tiresh. Kol ze yesh litchos. Maybe not. Dein ze mitzad achiyav likvar. Umisha choshish laatzmoim shem sakana efter dein mechuyav likvar. Maybe not. Maybe that was all just a chumrah. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not needed. But avam mikol makom. If you don't bury it, sarech litin becheder achet. So you can't sush shama kohanim. It's still mitame. Either way, he goes through it. He says maybe it's not a chiyuv, but it's just something that we do. But either way, that's in terms of burial, right? It relates to that sugya in the beginning of Brachas. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan used to walk around dein garment that say a beer. Is that a bone, right? What about a chiyuv kfura? Was it pachas b'kashir? Was it a tooth? Was it a bone, right? Also, what about if it's not a limb, right? It comes up in Yani Brismila, right? By Brismila, they talk about burying the arla. Bring the orla. That's probably not mitab's chiyuv kfura. It could be, but again, that's also a place where one would look for this sugya. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hadron lachar of our rotev. Beth Hashem, next time we'll put up from the last couple tomorrow's daf on the beginning of the parak, and Beth Hashem will pick up next time.